Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. Glad to be with you here on WWL. And we've got some more baseball to come tonight from the LSU Tigers as they once again will have to take on Little Rock, Arkansas. For the third time, they'll face off in an effort to get out of the regional into the super regional. Last night's results, not what Tiger fans were hoping for, especially after those great results earlier. Let's get Cokie Riley in here, LSU baseball reporter for The Advocate. Hey, Cokie, how you doing?
Doing pretty well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. The first game against LSU, against Little Rock, wow, what an amazing defensive and offensive performance for LSU. But I guess we saw vividly last night what happens when you have two aces as your starters, but you don't have any obvious third starter behind that, huh?
Well, It's interesting, though, right? Because Jaden Newt had started against Ole Miss just a week ago and looked more than fine and pitched more than well enough. You know, 4 innings, only 2 runs. One of them was a solo homer and was solid. And Chase Shores looked pretty solid as well in relief in that game. Like, all three of those guys pitched. Jacob Myers was the other star of that game, and he pitched pretty well as well. I mean, they held Ole Miss to 2 runs, and that's a regional hosting caliber team. And I mean, they lost 2-0, but like, they pitched more than well enough to win that game. And then you go into a game like this against a team like Little Rock, which is the 244th team in RPI, and you can't find the strike zone. And they walked 11 guys last night. That's a season high in a single game. And the reality of the situation is that, like, this team, after Ianson and Anderson, and I'd say after Cowan and Evans too, because they've been just really, really good this season, after those four guys, it's very combustible. And like, it's like walking around the kitchen with really fine china, right? But like, if you take a couple wrong steps, then the fine china can catch on fire, and then the kitchen is the kitchen's a mess. So I think that's what happens sometimes when you have these very talented kids who can throw really hard, have really good breaking stuff, but the strikes aren't always there. And you really, really saw the downside of that last night.
And we've talked, though, a lot, not you and I, but in general, about how this LSU team is not built for single elimination tournaments like we saw in the SEC tournament, but are better built for tournaments like we have now in the regional, where you're double elimination, and it's the rest of the way through the College World Series. And that means you can lose one here or there and still come out on top. Who do you expect to be pitching for LSU tonight?
I'd be pretty shocked if it's not Evans or Cowan starting this game. Kason Evans has started a few games this season. Two not so stellar starts. One really stellar start. Grant, those are three opponents that they faced who are much more talented than this Little Rock team. So it would make sense to me that if they gave the ball to him, both he and Cowan did not pitch in the SEC tournament. So they should be extremely fresh for this game. And then Zach Cowan was a starter at Wofford, a really good one too. But he's been a really solely out of the pen for LSU this season. And he's a multi-inning guy. So they, in theory, they could just throw those two guys for the entire game tonight. I'm not sure if that's definitely what's going to happen, but they could if they wanted to.
Wouldn't it be great if you can get through this game using just two pitchers so that you're still fresh and have everybody else available to you for a super regional? But of course, you can't get to the super regional if you don't win tonight. So it's kind of having to balance those two things, right?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. But, you know, you're going to have, you know, 4 or 5 days off before now the super, even though they have to play this extra game tonight. Once you get through this, you know, Anderson and Iason are available again, and that's when it's all, you know, rainbows and sunshine for LSU fans, right? Because when those two guys, either of those guys are on the mound, this team has a lot of trouble losing. get back to your top two starters, and then this team's obviously very well set up to win a super regional when you have that good of starting pitching in game one and game two, right? So that's what you want to get to. And, you know, West Virginia is a team that they should beat as well. And you shouldn't take them lightly because they just won a pretty tough regional at Clemson. Taking down Kentucky in a very exciting game last night, and then taking down Clemson as well. But at the same time, you know, West Virginia would have a very, very tough task to have to beat either Iason or Anderson in order to win that super regional.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were thinking that it was probably Clemson coming here, and there was some concern about having to face that Tiger team. West Virginia may be a better draw. But then we get into this whole human nature thing. I kind of get what happened last night. Here is a team that they opened the regional against and had no chance to beat LSU in that first game. They shut out Arkansas Little Rock, and they had a dominant performance at the plate as well. And I know you never want to underestimate your opponent, and all competitors are playing to win and all that, but human nature is what it is. Facing Arkansas Little Rock again last night, you got to imagine that these LSU players really expected they were going to win last night. They really thought like it would be as easy as it was in the first game against Little Rock, and it just didn't turn out that way. Tonight being an elimination game, I've got to imagine they're as motivated as ever.
Yeah, that may well have been the case. And I even asked Jay Johnson last night did the pressure just get to you guys? You know, like, did the moment just become too big? Did you not want to almost a cave? But was the spotlight too bright, especially when the game started to turn, right? And that can happen, especially when you're perceived as the major favorite at home and all that sort of jazz, right? So I think that's actually, he didn't say it, but from just watching the game, that's what it felt like, especially on the mound, right? When one thing went bad and it led to another thing and another thing, and all of a sudden the bases are loaded after three straight walks when, you know, the inning felt like it was in hand, and Shores had pitched so well the inning before. And now you're giving up a bases clearing double, and now you're losing, and, you know, things only got worse from there for LSU. So, everything snowballed on them to the point where you have to think at least some of it was mental, right?
Yeah, and whether it was underestimating or not ready for prime time or whatever the case may be, but you got to trust that Jay Johnson. But you got to trust that Jay Johnson has addressed those issues as best he can as a motivator, which is one of his really top skills.
Well, yeah. I mean, we'll see. Like this the moment isn't going to get any easier for them to navigate from a mental standpoint, right? Like their season is on the line tonight. There's no bigger stage to put that on. And I mean, they're going to be throwing two guys tonight who have pretty strong mentals, I'd say. Mental fortitude, mental toughness, whatever you want to say, whatever you want to call it. Like Cowan's definitely one of the steadier guys on this team, just from a mental perspective. There's really only been one moment this year where I felt like things kind of got out of hand for him. And then with Cason Evans, he's very steely. He's a pretty intense competitor when he's out there on the mound. And I figure that those two, I don't think the moment's going to get too big for those two guys, if I had to guess. But you never know. Like it's, 22,000 eyeballs looking down, 11,000 fans looking down at you in a game that will do or will make or break your season. Like that's not easy, right? And you learn a lot about people in moments like that.
And that's a good point. You know, this team had to do a lot of turn into the transfer portal. They have a lot of young players as well. And you have a lot of guys you've just not seen in this situation. You know, it was nice to win the national championship a couple seasons ago. But now here we are last season, really didn't get to see how these guys would perform under pressure. And now we're getting our first opportunity to see that. And let's hope they do. Pardon the phrase, but step up to the plate and show us that they can handle the pressure of facing elimination from the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. And that 2023 team was pretty rare because it had a lot of guys who were like third and fourth year players on the team. And it's just harder to do that with between the portal and, when you pump out as much talent as a team like LSU usually does, and you lose guys in the draft after year three or even year two if they're draft eligible sophomores. So, this team is like a more fully realized version of last year's team in many ways. But they also have a ton of new pieces. I mean, only like 11 or 12 guys returned from last year's team in terms of guys who actually played in SEC play.
504-260-1870 on the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line. I'm Dave Cohen. We're talking with Cokie Riley, LSU baseball reporter for The Advocate. When we come back, I'll see if he's willing to project out a little bit and see what the rest of the road to Omaha looks like for this Tiger team. And we'll talk about the fact that no number six seed has ever won the College World Series and see what Cokie thinks about that. You're welcome to join us at 504-260-1870 on the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line with your thoughts and questions after this on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh. Left field way, and it's gone! Just over the fence out in left field, Daniel Dickinson. Back-to-back at-bats. Home run. This one a two-run variety, and the Tigers now lead 6-0.
That was the first time that LSU faced Little Rock. Last night didn't go quite that successfully. We're talking with Koki Riley, LSU baseball reporter for The Advocate. Two same teams will square off again tonight at 8 p.m. right here on WWL. That was rough for me, Koki. I don't know about you, but that game didn't end to what, almost midnight, so I got to bed real late, and I'm dragging today.
I haven't gotten home before 1 a.m. the last three nights, so I understand.
Yeah, you got to actually go to the ballpark. I got to watch it on TV and listen to it on the radio.
There's work you have to do afterwards to get the articles ready for the morning and the game story that you wrote. Like, it's late. I was just starting to sort of get my sleep schedule in some sort of order, and then ESPN said, no, thank you, not today. So... we're getting another one of that biggest tonight's games at 8 p.m.
Yep, that's tonight here on WWL as well. So, and it's win or it's over for both teams. They've both lost one game now, and double elimination means once everyone's lost two games, then the team with just one loss moves on. You did start talking about West Virginia coming to Baton Rouge, so I don't want to read anything into that, but you must have some level of hope or confidence that LSU will be able to win tonight.
Yeah. It's the same path of logic as before, last night as well, where LSU has the clear pitching advantage. LSU has the clear talent advantage, and they have the home field advantage. They have every advantage you could possibly want, basically, right? You just have to go out there and do it. And last night they clearly did not do that. Tonight they may even have, they probably have better arms available, right? With Zach Cowan and as good as he's been, and with Cason Evans and how good he's been, those are probably the third and fourth best pitchers right there. And
so dumb question, and I don't want to interrupt you, but dumb question: why not pitch them last night and get out of the regional last night with these two guys?
It's a very fair question, right? And I asked Jay Johnson last night, why not just start Cason Evans or Zach Cowan? Was there any thought in doing that? And there was a thought in doing that. He did admit that. But given the way that Jaden Newsom pitching lately, at one point he retired 16 straight against South Carolina. He had that pretty decent start against Ole Miss, right? So, you combine those two things and you have a game like this, and you have an extra game to spare. Yes, you can go to Cowan and Evans if the game's close at the end. Cowan or Evans if the game's close at the end. But, if you get like three or four good innings out of Newt, it gives you a decent cushion, and things can can move forward and go to plan. And if you're, and I think in the first inning, that's kind of how things sort of went, right? Ellis takes a 3-0 lead, Newt throws a scoreless inning. And then after that, that's when things really, really started spiraling sideways for LSU. So, I totally understand it. I mean, I may have started one of those two guys instead. But at the same time, they have them available tonight, and we'll see.
Yeah, and if they go on to win the whole thing, nobody's going to question Johnson's decision, and it won't have mattered, so there is that. But let me ask you about this, and I asked Chris Blair about this last week, the voice of the Tigers here on WWL. The fact that no number six national seed, which is just a weird statistic, and to me it means absolutely nothing. I'm not superstitious, and Chris Blair said he's not either. But there are people out there, and we know a lot of bettors really put stock into stats like this. No six seed has ever won the College World Series, and LSU is the sixth seed.
I don't know what to make of that, honestly. It's like, that seems more like a statistical anomaly to me than like, yeah, they're the sixth seed, so they're screwed now. So very odd, but you know, like what LSU fans have wanted for this entire year was to be in the top eight, right? So they could be home for not just the regional, but also super regional. And you know, if you look at history, LSU has never won a super regional on the road. And I think that does mean something because it tells you how tough it is to win on the road in these super regional environments. And when you're facing an even better team than who you face in the regional. And that was just very, very important for them to get, and they got it. And you thought that the tough part was done, and that ended up not being the case, right? You lose the Little Rock, and now you're a loss away from your season ending. So it's going to be a very big pressure moment for them, but like they're going to come out of, if they win tonight, they're going to come out of this on the other side in a pretty decent spot. And you know, the goal for LSU every year is to make it to Omaha, right? Make it to the College World Series. If they win it, obviously that's the goal once you get there. But I don't think this season will be looked at as a failure if they don't win the College World Series. Do you know what I mean? So I think if they don't get to Omaha, I think the season will definitely be looked at as a failure by the fans.
You like their odds of making it to Omaha despite being the sixth seed?
I mean, like, I think it's better than a coin flip chance that they get there still, even after what happened last night, because of all the pitching advantages they have today, because of Anderson and Ianson next week. Because they're going to be at home, because of just the talent advantage, even against a team like West Virginia that has been really good this season. So yes, they should. Will they for sure? It's hard to feel as confident as you know LSU fans did last night when it comes to that question.
All right, and of course, the Super Regional is the best of three, and you got the two of the three best pitchers in all of college baseball, so you got to like your odds in a Super Regional, whether it's when we know it's going to be West Virginia if LSU advances, and if you've got your two aces that can go, wow, wouldn't that be nice to send you to Omaha. Cokie Riley, you can read more of what he thinks in The Advocate and on The Advocate's website. Anything else you want to share with us before we let you run?
No, you can also catch us, since this is WWL, you can also catch me on NOLA.com. So
there you go.
We also got that.
Yes,
yeah.
We should mention that as well. I said the website, but we should have specified.
Yeah, NOLA.com. Yeah.
All right, well, get some rest because you got another late night tonight with an 8 p.m. first pitch. Actually, it's like 8:05 or something, but...
Yeah.
So could be another midnighter. Man, it feels like the pro games are getting shorter, but the college games are getting longer.
Well, Jay Johnson likes to play longer games because of the style of play that they have offensively, especially. So that doesn't surprise me, honestly.
All right. Well, have fun at the ballpark tonight, and let's hope we talk to you again afterwards about LSU facing West Virginia in a super regional with a trip to Omaha on the line. Thank you, Cokie.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
I'm Dave Cohen. What are your thoughts about this or anything else, we've got a full hour next hour with Guy Williams. So we're going to do a brunch buffet right now. If there's anything you want to talk about, I'm opening up the phone lines at 504-260-1870. You can talk about LSU baseball. You can talk about the budget cuts to the federal government that were a bit controversial in our conversation last hour when it comes to hurricane forecasting and getting ready for the hurricane season. You can join us and talk about, we talked about how so many things have changed since Hurricane Katrina in this 20th anniversary hurricane season after that devastating storm in terms of our preparation, our forecasting, our lives, our population, the landscape of Greater New Orleans. There's still some blighted properties that have not literally have not been touched, improved, or changed since the day Katrina devastated and destroyed them. They're still sitting there 20 years later. We can talk about that. I just saw a headline that officials in Massachusetts just had a news conference to talk about the largest ICE arrest raid ever, that up there in the greater Boston area, they just made more arrests of illegal immigrants at one time by Immigration and Customs Enforcement than ever before. Are you happy with the way things are going with the crackdown on illegal immigrants in the United States? We can talk about that, too. Whatever you want, we're going to have a brunch time buffet for the next 25 minutes here on WWL. Grab a line now at 504-260-1870.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. You want to share a thought on just about anything? We got a few minutes left this hour to do that. Next hour, I think we'll be pretty full up with Guy Williams. You know how he brings so much to the table. So I wanted to give you an opportunity right now. If there's anything you want to talk about, to share it with me, call me now. I got a line open for you at 504-260-1870. Talked about how the number six seed in the NCAA baseball tournament has never won the College World Series, and LSU this year is the number six seed, which is kind of a weird anomaly. And I think there's some reasons to believe, based on how the six seed matches up with the other seeds, there could be some logic behind it. But by and large, I haven't found anyone who thinks it makes a lot of sense. One person texts us and says, I'm not superstitious, but I'm a little stitious. We got to play our best ball the rest of the way. Well, they better play it tonight, because tonight is an elimination game. If the Tigers don't beat Little Rock tonight, they do not go to the Super Regional. Talking about hurricanes earlier, as we were helping you get ready on this first workday of the 2025 hurricane season, we had talked about the devastating storms that are generational storms, like Camille and Betsy and Katrina for Southeast Louisiana. And one person texted in and said, don't forget Ida. It hit St. Charles Parish directly. A lot of people have not completely recovered. And I didn't forget Ida, trust me. I was just talking about those once-a-generation storms that are so devastating, historically devastating. I can't forget Ida because the home I'm living in right now, I bought it after Ida, but the eye of Ida actually came over that house. In fact, when we were in the sales process, the previous owner has a little weather station and had showed me where the winds went up to over 150 miles an hour in my, what is now my yard, dropped to zero, and 20 minutes later went back up to 150 miles an hour. So literally the eye came over that home. So I did not intend to offend anyone by neglecting to mention Ida. There are a lot of other very damaging hurricanes that have hit this region over the years, but I was just kind of laying out those that are the generational storms. Somebody else says the Corps of Engineers failed the city in Katrina. And I don't know there's anyone that would take a strong opinion against that statement. The levees were not designed the way they should have been. The canals were not designed the way they should have been. The system as a whole was not designed the way it should have been. And all of the failures and the flooding of 80% of the city and the 1,600 or so deaths and the vast devastation that followed, I don't think you could argue that there were engineering failures in the defenses as designed. Now, I am going to be hopeful that all of the brain power from across the globe that was put into evaluating those failures and then designing a plan to remedy those failures, and the billions and billions of dollars that have been spent since then on properly built levees, on properly built flood walls, so we're told, on the gates and closures and everything else that went into this billions and billions of dollars of armoring the levees in the system, that they are going to work and prove to have been successful. I think during Ida, we saw that a lot of them were successful. It was not a direct hit. It was not the same storm as Katrina. It was actually a little more powerful than Katrina, but the trajectory and the way it came in, very different. But no, for you in St. Charles and for folks in St. John and Tangipahoa and areas that Ida really did a number on, I feel your pain and I understand. And right now, though, drive across the I-10 Bonnie Carey Spillway Bridge and you can see that they are building new levees now to protect areas that Ida did wallop and that were not protected by the Katrina upgrades. Andrew, thanks for calling. You are on WWL. Andrew, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm trying to connect with y'all, and on the Odyssey app, I continue to get kicked out every time y'all go to an ad. So maybe you can check into that. It just started happening about 3 months ago.
All right, Andrew, we appreciate your listening, and we will bring that up to our tech folks to let them know that there may be a timing issue there that we need to address. Thank you for listening. And any way you listen, we appreciate it, whether it's on WWL.com streaming us, on the Odyssey app, or listening to us on 105.3 or 870. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Newell Norman. Text messages are coming in on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line at 504-260-1870. One person says, doesn't matter if LSU gets in at number 6 to Omaha, Texas, Vandy, Oregon are gone. Yeah, there have been a lot of major upsets already, and it is kind of stunning how many, particularly of the SEC teams, that there was so much great hope and anticipation for that did not make it through the regionals. Another person texts in and says, so basically you're taking calls and texts on anything but criticism of the lunatic in chief. If you want to call in, and I don't know, we don't have to name call, but if you want to call in and take issues with anything President Trump has done, feel free. 504-260-1870. Did I say I wasn't going to take calls about President Trump? I don't think I did. And here we go again with the accusations. And I got to tell you, one of the things that is most rewarding to me is that after I do a topic, when I get a bunch of calls and texts of people who are calling me a Trump lover and a bunch of people who are calling me a Trump hater, when they all heard the same exact words come out of my mouth and interpreted them completely differently, I'll bemoan this fact till I die or until it gets fixed. We got a problem right now with people hearing only what they want to hear, with people thinking people are saying things that they're not saying, with people not evaluating the actual words people are using, but just making presumptions and wanting to hear what they want to hear. I am registered no party. I am not a Trump lover or a Trump hater. I have never taken a position as either. And the fact that people hear things I say that they then can label me both from hearing the same exact thing shows you we got a problem in this country. We ain't listening to each other anymore. We're not hearing what people are actually saying. We are only hearing it and interpreting it exactly how we want to, so we think it benefits us the most. Damn. Text comes in, Hurricane Arkansas Little Rock is at Alex Box Stadium tonight. Landfall expected around 8.05 p.m. LSU Tigers baseball season could end tonight. Yeah, and I think they're going to take it that seriously. I don't know. I'm not a mind reader, but I do know that human nature is such that this Tiger team had to be feeling damn good about how they've been doing in this tournament so far, winning two games without allowing a single run and really having their way with Arkansas Little Rock first and then Dallas Baptist. And so I think, you know, maybe they got a little cocky. Maybe they got a little overconfident going into last night. And maybe, you know, they just expected to win. And that's no criticism. That's not trying to be negative in any way, shape, or form. I just think it is what it is. And baseball's a funny game. And that's why baseball typically, other than in that SEC tournament, you have double elimination or best of 3, 5, or 7 or whatever the tournament may be, whether you're in college or at the pro level. And because you're going to have those lapses, and because baseball is a different sport. I think football, if it weren't so grueling and so physically demanding and potentially physically damaging, it'd be great to see more of that, where it's not just one game at each level of the postseason that determines a winner, because I think that's why sometimes we have such amazing surprises with teams that people did not expect to win a playoff game or win a Super Bowl that end up winning it. Because can you really, in one game between two opponents, determine who is the better team? You know, it is what it is. And I'm not saying football should change, just making an observation. Somebody else texted in and wanted to know, has there ever been a hurricane season where there were no named storms? I did a little quick research, and I think this is correct based on the NOAA records I was able to find, that there has never been a hurricane season on record where there were no named storms. But in 1914, there were no hurricanes. There was only one tropical storm and no hurricanes. We don't know what that's like. We are living in an era of active hurricane seasons in the Atlantic Basin, the Atlantic, the Caribbean, and the Gulf. And you just look at the last 20 years. Let's just take since Hurricane Katrina, since it's such a benchmark. I mean, we expect and have lived through year after year where we fill up those names one after the after and even run out of names because they didn't anticipate there being that many storms when they developed the system of using the alphabet minus some of the uncommon letters. So, yeah, we live in a time when we expect active hurricane seasons, and there's no reason not to expect there to be an active hurricane season this year as well. Do you feel like we are better prepared than ever before? Do you feel like in the last 20 years since Katrina, the advancements we've made both in the physical protections and the forecasting have gotten to a point where we are, while never safe from tropical weather, and there's going to be a landfall somewhere of storms that head in the direction of the Gulf Coast, that at least we can withstand them better than ever before, and at least we can be better prepared than ever before? Let me know, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. One person texts us and says, "Come on, Dave, we all know you're a Trump lover. I've seen that life-size statue of him in your yard." Yeah, we know that is not the case. I don't have any statues in my yard, actually. But I'm not an all or nothing kind of person. I'm not someone who typically just draws a line on an issue or on a politician or anything like that. I am a fan of logical conversation and reaching intelligent choices and decisions on things. Are there things that Donald Trump has done that I do not like? Absolutely. Are there things Donald Trump has done that have been beneficial and that I do like? Absolutely. So I do not paint with a brush of love or hate. I evaluate and I call it like I see it. And I think there's value and importance in that. And I do, though, still get amazed that people, and I know that was in jest about the statue in my yard, but that some people do really draw a conclusion about me that I either love or hate a particular politician. And Trump, of course, is the most obvious conversation topic that we've ever had in terms of a president or a politician. And many people do either entirely love or entirely hate everything he does, which to me makes no sense. It doesn't compute to me that you should love or hate everything anybody does without evaluating each decision, each topic, each issue, and coming to your own conclusion. But that's the world in which we live. All right, coming up next hour, we're going to get Guy Williams in here, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, and he's got some great topics to discuss with us. We'll talk about what's going on in the markets, how to best protect and save your money and see your money grow. We'll also talk about how the political winds are impacting finances. And he always brings something fun to the conversation as well. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Newell Norman. We'll be back with Guy Williams after the news with Chris Miller here on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.